This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be why men who understand women get more sex than they want or need. Well, this particular guy, he's a 30-year-old student of my work, and he's been following me for about 7 years. He first came across my work after he broke up with his ex of 4 years from college. I guess she got drunk and cheated on him. So he dumped her. And he started reading 3% Man. He says that he's read a total of 8 times so far in 7 years. Remember, 10 to 15 times, I say it all the time. And so he's been with this particular woman for about 4 years. And he says they have a great relationship. She's loyal. She comes from a good family. They have sex 3 to 5 times a week. And just recently, she said, hey, where's this going? Because they've been together, I guess, about 4 years now. And she's like, she wants a definite answer soon on whether or not he's going to propose. And if he's not down to get married, she says she's going to break up with him and restart her search for a future husband. And so he's like, man, there's been a lot of downsides to getting married. And he's like, I want to be sure before I propose. And so what he's complaining about is that he doesn't have enough sexual chemistry. He's getting rejected by her sometimes when he wants sex. She doesn't dress very sexy very often. And so the sex is just not there. And so the reality is that if you're applying what's in the book properly, which obviously this guy is not, because again, he only read the book 8 times in 7, 8 years he's been following me. And it's probably been a long time since he read it, because again, he was one of those guys that, oh, I got this piece of cake. Girlfriend's crazy about me. She asked me to be her boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is that he's getting rejected. And if you're doing things right, if your girl is feeling heard and understood, and she's a normal, healthy girl, and you're dating and courting her properly and romancing her, and the love story is continuing, because women want to be in a love story, then she's going to be wanting more sex from you than you want or you need. And if you're the opposite, where you want more sex from your girlfriend or your wife than she does, and you're getting rejected, then you're doing it wrong. So I can 100% say that this is the guy's fault. And so he's hesitant about getting married because he's getting rejected for sex. But if he was properly applying what's in the book, he would be wanting a break, wanting a break from sex. He would be turning his girlfriend down sometimes, and that is just simply not his reality. And so what this tells me is that she doesn't feel heard and understood, and he's probably not been dating and courting her properly. It is a big part of the reason why she's not into it. She's not feeling it. And plus, on top of that, she doesn't feel very beautiful, and she doesn't feel sexy, and that's why she's not wearing these things. When a woman feels happy, she feels in love, she feels beautiful, she feels sexy, she takes care of herself, she wears makeup, she wears nice, sexy, tight-fitting outfits. She wants to look good for her man. And when she doesn't feel beautiful, she doesn't really give a shit. She doesn't do those things. That's just a fact of life. Again, assuming it's a normal, healthy woman, which it appears from everything he shared here that she is, but the problem is that he's wanting sex and getting rejected. And if any men who are getting rejected from having the sex that they want, that tells me that they're not dating and courting her properly, and she doesn't feel heard and understood. Because again, this is just a fact of life. When a woman feels heard and understood, the legs open. When she doesn't, the legs close. And so she doesn't feel heard and understood. She doesn't feel beautiful. She doesn't feel sexy. She doesn't feel desired. And therefore, she doesn't want to sleep with him. So it's understandable why he'd be going, ah, do I even want to marry this girl? So let's go through his email. Oh, and before I forget, on YouTube, on Spotify, and on my website, if you look in the link description below, you will see links to join the members-only content. So I've got additional video newsletters that I'm publishing every week that are members exclusive members only. I've got the 3% man study group with Caroline and Chunky and the rest of the girls that we're doing. And plus we have special videos that we're doing for members only. So if you guys are so inclined, again, just click the link in the description of this video if you're watching it on YouTube and join on whichever platform you like. And we definitely appreciate your support. So back to our regularly scheduled email. He says, "Hi, Coach Corey. I'm a 30-year-old student of your work since about 7 years ago when I broke up with my ex of 4 years from college. She had gotten too drunk, slept with another guy, and I dumped her. I started reading 3% Man, the audiobook, a total of 8 times so far." Well, if I was a betting man, I'd probably say he probably hasn't read it since 4 years ago. So he's probably completely forgotten most of it and gotten completely off track. Because, again, things are so good. You'll see. Things are really good in the beginning. So that tells me his game was tight until she fell in love. And then he just like, "Oh, I got this. I don't need to read this 10 to 15 times on special. I don't need to follow your instructions, Corey. I know what I'm doing." He says, "I'm a surgeon in training, and I had been dating various women until I met my current girlfriend 2 years after my breakup. She was everything on my list. She did 90% of the chasing and locked me down in 3 months. Well, typically, it's about week to 6 to week 7 when they do that. It took 3 months, so that tells me your game was not super tight." He says, "It felt effortless, and we barely argue. Well, men who understand women don't argue with them. And if you're arguing, that tells me you're not communicating properly. We have dated for 4 years, and months ago, she asked me, 'Where is this going? And if marriage is in our future?' And I said, 'I want to take it slow and see where it goes.' Well, last week, she told me she wanted a definite answer soon about plans to propose, or she will break up with me and restart her search. I see marriage having many downsides. Well, you should definitely talk to an attorney in your country, your city, wherever you happen to live, and find out what the legal downside risk is. And I would argue that you should look at, if you're going to get married, that you don't involve the state, that you have some kind of a business agreement for any property that you own or businesses that you start, and come up with some kind of agreement, whether it's a prenuptial or something like that. Because again, anytime you involve the state, the stickier and the more difficult it's going to become, and the more unpleasant it's going to become, and the more expensive it's going to become if it doesn't work out." And so he says, "I want to be sure before I propose," and that's smart. He says, "We share the same values, and we want children. She's loyal, comes from a good family, and I can see myself married to her, but I still feel unsure." Well, here's the only thing that really matters on whether or not this is the woman for you. Do you see her as the mother of your children, and do you want her to be the mother of your children? Then the second one is, do you want to co-parent your children with her family? Because her parents, aunts and uncles, are going to be the grandparents and the aunts and uncles. If you don't like her family, you don't agree with the family's parenting style, it's probably not a good idea to have children with that particular woman. But if you love her family and you would be honored to have her parents as grandparents of your children together, and the aunts and uncles and the family are really cool, that's all that really matters. Because if the answer is no to that, then that's a non-starter. You should not be marrying somebody whose family you don't like and you don't want them to have anything to do with helping a co-parent or raise your kids, especially if the girl you're with is really tight with the family and wants the family involved. He says, "The biggest reservation is I don't feel that my sexual chemistry with my current girlfriend is as high as it was with my ex. I still have frequent good sex with my girlfriend, and we go 3 to 5 times weekly on average. My girlfriend seems to have a lower sex drive compared to my ex. The reason it's lower is because attraction. I mean, if you're doing everything right, if you're dating and courting her properly, and you're fucking her properly in the bedroom, and you're taking care of yourself, you haven't turned into a fat slob and completely let yourself go and become a soft-ass beta male over the past 4 years that you've been with her, if you're doing all the things you're supposed to be doing, you're never going to get rejected for sex. As a matter of fact, she's going to be complaining that you don't have sex with her enough. And the fact that you're focused on the fact that you're not getting enough sex tells me that it's one of two things. She doesn't feel heard and understood, and you're not dating and courting her properly. And I know this because I've been doing this for multiple decades. And every time I do phone sessions, I'm talking to guys that are in similar situations. And it's like they all predictably do the same thing over and over and over again. Even Tom Brady stopped dating and courting his wife properly. As she said, he wasn't present. She didn't feel heard and understood. And she had told him many, many times over the years what she wanted, and he just didn't do it. He didn't provide it. And it wasn't until she was leaving that he made one last push, because, again, this is the stuff that I read, to try to stay married, and she was over. She tapped out. She had given him plenty of chances, and he just did not change his approach. Women want to be in a love story. The courtship never ends. If the courtship ends, so is your sexual intimacy. If she doesn't feel heard and understood, the sexual intimacy is going to go away because she doesn't feel safe. And especially in this case, she's questioning whether or not this guy wants to marry her. So, of course, she's not going to really feel safe in the relationship. And he's obviously holding back because he's like, well, I'm not getting enough sex in here, so why would I want to get married? So he says, my girlfriend won't dress up in skimpy outfits as often as I'd like. Well, if she respected you and admired you and was concerned about your attention and validation, she would dress the way you like. I mean, I've always loved going shopping with my girlfriends and picking out outfits or shoes or whatever, things that I like seeing them in, because I get to be the one that takes the stuff off. And so that's a fun activity that you can do with your girl. If you got her all dressed up, you know, you're going out for a date on a Friday night and she's wearing something that doesn't look, you just say, no, don't wear that. Put that red dress on. Put the blue dress on. Put that little light blue mini skirt on. I fucking love it. Your ass looks incredible. As soon as you put that on, I'm going to have a boner the whole night. You got to put that on. Whatever it is, tell her how beautiful and how sexy she looks and the things that you like. Feminine energy grows through praise. So you want to praise the things that you like your girl to do. And women that don't put on makeup, don't get their hair done, don't get their nails done, that let themselves go, stop going to the gym, and they get fat, is because they don't feel beautiful anymore. It's simple as that. If they don't feel beautiful, they've given up. What's the point? He doesn't notice me anyways. He doesn't hear me. I don't feel heard and understood. She's not going to do anything to entice her man sexually because, again, she doesn't feel safe and comfortable. I mean, I could talk to her and within 3 minutes tell exactly what he's doing wrong, but he already gives enough of it away in the email. Men that are complaining about not getting enough sex or not dating and courting their girlfriends properly, and then women are not feeling heard and understood. That's just a fact of life. He says, I have tried to encourage her, but she's always been a modestly dressed girl. She only brings out skimpy outfits occasionally because she only occasionally feels beautiful. She doesn't initiate sex or tell me that she's horny, and I will always initiate. I know sex must be my fault, but I'd like to hear that she's horny sometimes. Yeah, if your girl is never initiating sex, you got a fucking problem, dude. You have not been following the book properly. If you're the guy who's 100% of the time initiating sex, you got a problem. Because she was the one running him down wanting to get into a relationship. He said it was easy and effortless. And it's clear he was doing more things right in the beginning, but now after 4 years together, he's gotten soft. He's gotten complacent. And plus, he didn't bother finishing to learn the book and the information in it. He doesn't go back to it and read it at least once a year. That tells me he's not a serious student. He's just half-assing it. And since he's half-assing it, he's got a half-ass relationship. And he's got blue balls half the time. Even though he's getting laid 3 to 5 times a week, he's getting rejected a lot. He says, I get turned down every few weeks because the time of the sex is too late at night. Hang out, have fun, hook up. Now, if you're dating and courting your wife properly, or your girlfriend in this case properly, then if you want late night sex, it's never an issue because she's always looking forward to an orgasm and a happy finish. But if she's shut down to you, she doesn't feel heard and understood, doesn't really feel like you give a shit, and you haven't been dating and courting her properly, like, yeah. She'd be like, oh, I'm tired. I had a headache. It's like, again, these are, I never have problems with this. And like people that are good students, they don't have problems with this. You get more sex than you want or need when you're treating women properly, because women are designed to get our attention. They get their nails done. They get their hair done. They put makeup on. They try 15 different outfits on. And if she's not trying to get your attention and validation, she doesn't feel very beautiful. She doesn't feel you're worthy of her effort because she feels shut down to you. Especially if you're arguing with her or bitching about the fact she's not having sex with you as much as you want. You're not going to complain a woman into wanting to have more sex with you. And even if she does and it works, it's a mercy fuck. She's not really going to be into it. She'll be dry. You'll just know. And you want to be with a woman who's really horny and really turned on and wants to fuck you. And it's like, hey, we haven't had sex in a few days. Or, hey, you need to fuck me tonight. Hey, I want your attention. Those are the kinds of things that you're going to see and hear. She is more reserved about going the extra mile in the bedroom, for instance, not liking to swallow. Some girls don't like to swallow. Some girls do. If she was really turned on and really horny and really wanting to have your children, she'd probably be swallowing. She's not swallowing just because it's an act. She's giving you your happy finish so you shut up and she can get some sleep. I feel less satisfied with our sex because she is not willing to do these things. Well, that tells me she's not submitting to you. That's why she doesn't want to do these things, because you're not acting worthy of a man who she would want to feel safe and comfortable enough to submit to. Although my ex was not loyal and deserved to be dumped, she was gorgeous and would often dress in skimpy outfits, initiated sex, really turned it down, and often would go the extra mile in the bedroom. I know I'm not supposed to compare, but it's hard to pretend like I didn't know any better. Well, again, you weren't. Doesn't sound like you were with your ex as long as this particular woman. She comes from a good family. She expects things to be a certain way, and they're just not. And you bitching about the fact you're not getting enough sex just tells me you're not focused on what you need to be focused on as a man. Hang out, have fun, and hook up. And expecting sex after you worked all day and you come home all smelly and stinky with bad breath and sweaty and fat, and at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night when she's tired, you want to have sex, or you want her to suck your cock. Maybe you haven't wiped your ass properly, and you know, so you pull your pants down, all she smells is ass. It's like, you know, pull your head out of your butt, dude. You got to think about how you're showing up. Your girl is rejecting you because you're not turning her on and you're not doing the things that are necessary to get her turned on. Can a man really be happily married long term if the sexual chemistry with his wife is not as high as it was with an ex? Again, it's like this is you and how you're showing up. Men who bitch about not getting enough sex are not treating the women properly, assuming these are normal, healthy women and not fucking Fruit Loops. When a woman's head over heels in love with you, she wants your attention all the fucking time. It's right in the book. All the fucking time. Every day, day and night. All the fucking time. She's stuck to you like a sucker fish. And that's obviously not the case here. It's like, you got some work to do, dude. Am I overthinking my good situation? It's like, no, you've been half-assing it. You've been a shitty student, dude. Are there any ways to get my girlfriend to do more of what I want in the bedroom? Yeah, actually follow what's in the book. It would give me a lot of confidence about proposing if I were to feel completely satisfied with our sexual chemistry. So what you need to do for the next 90 days is read the book backwards and forwards, put the audiobook on 2-speed, and follow along in a digital or physical copy, and then you'll be able to get through the book in 4 hours. So you can get a bunch of reads in and kind of reconnect the dots and realize where you've gone sideways. Because quite frankly, I mean, you should not be in this situation. It's pretty pathetic. I mean, you got a good woman in your life and you're just not doing the little things. And instead of looking inward, you're complaining, because if you were a good student, it's like you would know these things. You would remember these things. And instead, you're acting like every other schmuck that doesn't have a clue about women who's bitching he's not getting laid enough. Again, men who understand women, they don't complain about how much they're getting laid. Men who understand women never complain about not getting laid enough. It's always the guy, the incels, the red pill guys, the guys that are always bitching about women not wanting to have sex with them. Those are the guys that can't get laid because they don't know what they're fucking doing. This is such a simple, easy situation to fix. The courtship never ends, and she's got to feel heard and understood. One of the first things you should do when you come home is like, hey, babe, how was your day? And just get her talking, get her in the habit of that. What else? Tell me more. And then you look for the signs that she's ready to be kissed when she starts talking, and she feels like you care because you're listening to all the boring, mundane things that are going on in her life. What do you notice? She starts playing with her hair, and you tease her occasionally. She laughs. She punches you playfully. You kiss. You start fooling around a little bit, and then it leads to sex. But if you just come home after a long day, and then you show up all stinky and smelly, wanting to have sex at 11 to 12 o'clock at night, you shouldn't be surprised that you're not getting laid. It's like, come on, man. This is so easy. You are fucking up something so good and so easy because you're being lazy. Got to do better. So if you got a question or challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.